How is this attack different to a past attacks?
It fits a general trend in that it's radical Islamists. But I think the trend that we're seeing now is that the attacks, apart from Bali 1 and 2 and the Sheraton and the embassy in Jakarta, they tend to be smaller. They tend to be, as we've seen here, against police in part, and I can explain that a little bit more later. But also, what I think is most worrying, that there is an increasing trend towards religion and the opposition to religion, and I think that's something that we need to be concerned. But the underlying ideology is still there, and I think that in the lead-up to elections, which will be held in Indonesia through next year, we should be concerned. And, of course, the other element here is that this is in part a blowback from ISIS in Iraq, and that the foreign fighters are returning. And a final element we're seeing in Indonesia, that those guys who were put in jail because of Bali 1 and 2 and those attacks in the early 2000s, they're starting to come out of jail. So it's on. It hasn't stopped. And I think we should see a continuation of something like this in the future.
Was the country, do you think the country was, I guess, like prepared to deal with the prisoners coming out of jail from these earlier attacks?
I think they are prepared. They're quite worried. They're looking at how they can de-radicalise or counter-radicalise some of these things. And in some cases, they're looking at how do they keep the prisoners in jail. But in terms of general preparedness in Indonesia, I think we should acknowledge that Indonesia is resolute in some of these things. Their police and their Detachment 88, they are out there about. They're looking very seriously at the threat that they have. They're carrying out attacks quite frequently. They've got good intelligence, and Australia supports them with training and mentoring. And not only Australia, but other regional countries, and we've seen what happened in the southern Philippines recently, other regional countries are looking at how they can deal with counter-terrorism. That's one of the things that has flowed out of ASEAN meetings. So I would generally say Indonesia is all over this, but you're never going to stop all of these things. And just look at the nature of this one. A mother and kids and so on. This is something they've been working on inside that tight family group. They've been operating below the detection threshold of the intelligence agencies. So we won't stop it, but let's not worry too much that Indonesia aren't resolute about these things.
Yeah, it's definitely a rare case in the form that it was a family that took out the terrorist act. I guess moving to local police, are they, I guess, equipped? They might have the intelligence and the manpower to do it, but I guess the equipment to deal with the threat posed by terrorism?
Well, they do pretty well. You've only got to look at some of the pictures that you see in the newspapers and on television. They've got the right sort of gear. This has happened in the second largest city in Indonesia, down in Surabaya. So you can be sure that there was forces down there and they're ready to handle that. So again, I wouldn't worry too much about it. Indonesia is very conscious about this. And I've talked to some friends up in Indonesia fairly frequently. I know they're very conscious of what might happen next year leading up to the elections, whether it's the radicals or the Christians. And we've had an example of prospective governor of Jakarta, Ahok, is in jail because some of these tensions that appear every now and again. Again, I'd say that Indonesia's doing pretty well. But the terrorists, they're only going to be lucky once. We have to be lucky every time to stop every attack.
Yeah, it's very true. I guess as a neighbour, what responsibility does Australia have to help stop the spread of these incidents towards our own shores?
Well, I think we have responsibilities because they're a neighbour. But we also have responsibilities in that we see from Bali 1 and Bali 2 that the and Hambali and the guys who were the terrorists there, they made the direct link between what was happening in Bali, which they don't like the way that some of the foreign tourists go there and the way that they behave. They said that we are absolutely going to get Australians, and we know it. I think it's over 1 million Australians go to Bali each year. So we need to be involved. We are involved. And through supporting in Jakarta Centre for Law Enforcement Cooperation and other ways at the political and diplomatic level, Australia is involved, and I expect fully that we will continue to be involved, because these are common threats. It's not just a threat for Indonesia. It's a threat for Australians visiting there, but it don't want it to become a breeding ground, which is one of the points about southern Malaysia, why we need to work that. We don't want it to become a breeding ground or a base of operations where they can train, where they can raise money and from which they can mount operations against Australia and other countries in the region.
Yeah, I guess there are a few reports that claim that the family is among 500 Indonesians who have returned from Syria. You did mention this before, believed to have ties to Islamic State. Are we beginning to see a new wave of terror hit our region?
I wouldn't say it's a new wave. The points that I made before, I think it's a different way of doing things. In some ways, what we're seeing is that the success of the police and the intelligence agencies is driving them down. So we've seen in Europe the single vehicle attacks and a knife attack in Paris just recently. We're actually being effective in stopping the big attacks, but it means it's harder to detect these things that can develop inside a family. And we are all very conscious of these returning fighters. Now, some of the things they've been involved in, the propaganda, the desensitization, if you like, the skills that they've picked up about how to use weapons, how to use bombs, how to make bombs, and a lot of this comes over the internet as well, they're the things that we have to be really conscious of.